So we're getting ready for sectional time, finally, between Northview and Brown County, coming up soon on WAMB.
York Chevrolet Buick of Brazil is a proud supporter of the Northview Knights.
Hi, this is Drew Shepard from York Chevrolet Buick. Located off Highway 40 in Brazil, we have over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock and are sure to have a vehicle that you and your family will love. Plus, we buy cars at above market value, even if you don't buy ours. With the largest inventory and the lowest prices in the Wabash Valley, it's easy to see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Great Dane is expanding in the Wabash Valley, and their Brazil location has 50 more direct hire positions. Assemblers, welders, painters, maintenance workers, plus a welding school program. Earn $17 to $23 per hour, plus $1.50 per hour extra for night shifts. Referral bonuses for current employees. Great pay, health insurance, matching 401k, and pension. Become a part of strengthening the American supply chain at greatdane.com/careers or call 812-443-4711.
Hi, this is Mark, owner of Reliable Garage Doors. Are you tired of looking at the same garage door you had on your house when you bought it? Then it's time to do something about it. Let us at Reliable Garage Doors make your home look new again. I'll come over and give you a free estimate. Just call me at 812-841-2078. Your local garage door expert with over 36 years of experience.
The best in high school sports on WAMB.
Back here on the York Chevy Buick of Brazil pregame show as we get ready finally for sectional 26. The Northview Lady Knights 19-4 on the season will take on Brown County in game number two, their first game in sectional play. The winner advances to tomorrow's semifinal game around 7:30 p.m. between the winner of Edgewood and South Vermilion, which will happen on our sister station, 104.9 WAXI, immediately following this game on WAMB. Coach Zach Keys-Kobe, he doesn't want to make a big deal out of it. I know he won't, especially during sectional time, but it is a big deal. If he wins tonight, if Northview gets the win tonight, he will have claimed, in his short time here at Northview, averaging 14 wins a season, getting to 100 total wins as the Northview Lady Knights head basketball coach.
That is a very impressive feat. I mean, for going for Coach Keys, I mean, we all know how big of a deal it is. He may not think so. Of course, with sectionals going on right now, his main focus is just trying to get out of here in the first round and advance to tomorrow's game.
Yep. 19-4 season for the Northview Lady Knights. I mean, we talk about it. They had a successful regular season. They're, do not hang your heads regardless of the outcome. But obviously, this is a senior-led group. I mean, you look at the team they have. Macy Timmerman, senior. Tara Pierce, senior. Senior, Sydney Maurer. Senior, Hannah Dawson. All right, so the entire starting five, majority is full of seniors outside of Audrey Spencer, the lone junior. This team wants a sectional championship under their belt, and they got to go through the gauntlet of winning here tonight against Brown County after a long day off, or a long time off, trying to get things back their way through a groove because they've had so much time off. If they win, they'll probably may have to play an Edgewood team tomorrow, who they beat by just 1 point on January 5th of this year, and then take on the favorite of the sectional. I don't know how, according to the Sagarin rankings. It's Brownstown Central. So, I mean, Northview's at home, and that has to be an advantage.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, anytime you can get some sort of tournament on your home court, it's going to be big for you guys. You don't have to travel a lot. You can just stay here. You don't have to worry about getting out of classes, catching the bus. I mean, you can just stay here and just compose yourself. And it's a long road ahead for them, of course, but a lot of different outcomes could play their way. But they got to focus on mainly tonight against this team.
And if you haven't heard the news that Brooklyn Eldridge, who's been a big part off the bench, did break her wrist in the Indian Creek WIC championship game. She won't be available, so you're going to have to get a lot of experience from your senior starters who aren't going to be able to come out of the game much, which I'm sure they wouldn't have anyway come postseason time. But when like someone like Hannah Dawson gets in foul trouble, you're going to have to rely on probably a freshman in Brindley Clark.
Yeah, Brindley Clark, we know she's a big, capable player and usually likes to play the guard position, but she's been asked a lot towards this freshman year of hers to play the big role position due to her height. So, I mean, if your name is called, you have to be ready. There is no excuses that can be made for anyone here tonight.
Yeah, Brindley Clark and company looking to get a lot of playing time tonight, hopefully. I'm sure Northview would love just to get 16 minutes from their starters tonight and say, hey, running clock, let's get ready, get a break. Because tell them, Kobe, I mean, usually how the sectional is laid out. You play game one, you have the semifinal sectional game, and then the two teams that make the sectional championship normally have a day of practice, a day of rest to get ready for that sectional championship, and that doesn't exist here.
Nope. I mean, obviously due to the weather, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. It's just a little bit unfair, I guess you can say, but Mother Nature doesn't care about fairness when it comes to this in the state of Indiana, that is for sure. I mean, everything has to go according to plan, and if they want this sectional championship, they'll have to do it back-to-back-to-back days.
Let's go ahead and take another break on the York Chevy Buick of Brazil, a pregame show. When we come back, we'll talk to the man himself, the head coach of the North U Lady Knights, Coach Zach Keys on WAMB.
Hi, I'm Agent Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Born and raised in Clay County with my wife, Stephanie, and two boys, Colton and Casey. When I'm not working, you can find me around town spending time with my family, especially at Northview High School, cheering on the Knights. As your local insurance agent, my priority is to make sure you and your family have the coverage you need so you will be protected when the unexpected happens.
Stop knocking on wood and call my dad, Chad, at 812-208-3244. Go Knights!
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. Visit our Timberland store to get everything you need for your new project, and if we don't have the supplies you need in store, we can order it for you. You can even rent the equipment from our rental department. Timberland strives to provide you with the finest residential and commercial building projects at a level of service that is second to none. Quality, integrity, Timberland.
Hey friends, it's Mavery from Bits and Bites in Brazil. I want to invite you to our storefront for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We're located on National Avenue. Just look for our Bits and Bites sign. Our menu is jam-packed and it's still growing. We have everything from coffee, tea, lemonade refreshers, flavored frappes, and breakfast pizza to Philly cheesesteaks, wraps, salads, and so much more. Check out our daily specials on our Bits and Bites Facebook page. Bits and Bites, where you walk in the door as a guest and leave as part of our family.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on WAMB.
Back in the York Chevy Buick of Brazil pregame show. Coach Zach Keys joins us. Coach, I didn't think we were going to get this sectional started. What's it been like for you?
It's been a grind. I feel like we haven't played in 2 months. And, you know, we've practiced once here in the last 5 days. But we're looking forward to tonight.
How did you handle waking up not knowing if you were going to play or not? I mean, sectional time's already stressful enough.
Yeah, it's been stressful. You know, I don't know any other word to put it other than it's just been really stressful. You know, I think the kids have been frustrated. But we're excited. It's finally here, and we're ready to get started.
We do like to take the time, though. I want to give you a chance. I mean, what's athletic department, Scott Buell, and everybody's had to deal with, too, to make this work. I mean, he's been working tirelessly, I bet.
Yeah, he's done a great job, and he's, you know, always there to answer questions. We've been talking back and forth, obviously. It's just been a grind, you know. It's just a bad time for a snowstorm. But we, you know, everybody's in the same boat, and now we all have an opportunity to win a sectional.
Yeah, Mother Nature doesn't like basketball. So, I mean, now you get ready here and you say you haven't practiced only once in 5 days. Officially, you haven't played a game in 13 days. How was the first practice back, and are you expecting rust right off the bat?
Yeah, you'd be foolish not to think we're going to be, you know, we're not going to be rusty. We were rusty on Saturday. We played a little bit of a scrimmage on Saturday just to try to get up and down. And it was very, you know, it wasn't great. Let's just put it that way. But, you know, he's got to go play. I mean, I think the kids are ready to play. They're focused. They're locked in. The rust, hopefully, after a quarter and a half or two quarters will slowly go away.
Focus here real quick. I mean, your biggest goal, obviously, is you want to win a sectional championship. It's game by game. But this regular season, it's been historic for the girls' basketball program as far as the records go back. I mean, just looking back a little bit, you know the senior group's here. I know you're focused on postseason.
Sure.
I mean, but you just got to be proud of these girls.
I am. I try not to, you know, as a coach, you try not to just put everything, all your eggs in one basket and think that, oh, my God, we got to win the sectional or it's an unsuccessful season. This has been an incredible year. Basketball. We've won close games. We've won games against good basketball teams. We've taken care of business against teams we should beat. all year long, and we haven't lost at home. And I can't say that, you know, from every season in the past. This team has been phenomenal all season long. And this is just one more goal on all, you know, that has been in place from the beginning of the season, and we're hoping to accomplish it.
We don't talk about it much because it's regular season. You're focused on those games, but now that you're in this sectional, how tough of a sectional is this?
Yeah, it's brutal. You know, tonight we got Brown County, Edgewood, you know, potentially tomorrow, or South Vermillion. And then Brownstown, West Vigo, both on the other side. It really is a tough sectional. It always has been a tough sectional. I can't think back. You know, it's been a long time since it felt like there was an overwhelming favorite in this sectional. You know, you got two teams that have won 18-plus games, another team that's won 12-plus and 10-plus. So it's going to be a great challenge.
When you look at the team you're playing tonight, focus on that. They may not have had the best season record-wise. This is an opportunity for you guys to figure something out on your own as you get ready for sectional play. We know freshmen like Brinley Clark's going to be playing in her first postseason game. You guys haven't played in 13 days. Chance to knock the rust off. What do you want to see from your girls tonight?
Just competitiveness and fire, desire to win. You know, I think we'll see all those things. Playing with energy. You know, I'm anxious to see how we handle, just haven't practiced in a while, how quickly we get tired, things of that nature. And, you know, this is unfortunate. We got to play three games in three nights, and you got to manage minutes if you want to win this thing. So we got to do that tonight. We're going to have to manage minutes that we normally wouldn't have done, you know, in a normal sectional routine. But that's just all part of the challenge this week.
Before I let you go, have your nerves calmed over the years once you hit postseason play, or is it always stressful once you get to this time the same?
You know, I'm stressed typically because I want them to win. Yeah. You know, I want this for the kids. But I also, over the years, have kind of understanding that you're not always going to win. And you got to enjoy every little moment. And I think we've done a very good job of enjoying every little moment this year. And hopefully we'll have a few more here this week.
All right, Coach. Well, let's keep moving on. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. It's the season for thanks, and boy, are we thankful for having over 170 new cars in stock. But let's talk about your car. Your pre-owned vehicle is worth more than ever to us here at York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We will buy your pre-owned vehicle regardless if you buy ours. Value your trade at YorkCDJRBrazil.com. That's YorkCDJRBrazil.com, and see why no one beats a York dude.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
Your home for Northview Night Sports, WAMB.
Welcome back. You're on WAMB on the York Chevy Buick of Brazil pregame show. Big thanks to head coach of the Northview Lady Knights, Zach Keys, for talking to us. He has one win, so by the end of the night, he could be at number 100 for his career as a Northview Lady Knights head coach, which averages out to 14 a year, winning 14 games a year on average. Kobe, that doesn't sound very easy.
Oh, it doesn't. I mean, we know all the hard struggles he's had to go through with this team over the big, all those bumps that he's had to take. And this team has proved to everyone in the state of Indiana in this sectional that they are here to play. They are one of the best teams over the last couple of years, and they're going to prove it here tonight.
Just a quick fun stat I learned. So you know how Northview's graduating all these different seniors on the Lady Knights side.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the banners here, but I forgot the IHSA makes you take down your senior banners if you're hosting sectional, regional, semi-state, one of those three. But we know there's a good amount of them from four of the starters and everything else. They're losing all those players. And apparently next year, they'll be the favorite to win the sectional still.
Really?
Really.
Even after all that?
After all that. That just shows how much other people are losing and kind of what they're gaining from the middle school class. And that'll be another conversation when the season comes to a close, maybe towards the end of the March when Northview 89 season's ended. Because I want to celebrate, because Coach Zach Keys, I mean, I talked to him, and I was talking to him behind the scenes. Like, he wants this a sectional championship for this group more than anything. The last time this group had a sectional championship, they weren't playing. They were freshmen. They may have been on the varsity team, but they weren't playing yet. This is a chance for them to solidify what they want and win a sectional title from Tara Pierce, Macy Timmerman, Hannah Dawson, Cindy Maurer, the hard work they've put in this program. And Coach Keyes, you could tell he got a little emotional thinking about life after this class. He doesn't want to do that yet. It's like family. He's been with these girls since they were in middle school from that program side. So win one game at a time is kind of the message, I'm sure.
Oh, 100% agree with you. These girls, they know what's coming towards them. They're really prepared. Coach Keyes has got this team locked and loaded. They are ready, and as soon as they get all these warm-ups going away, they're going to be started and going tonight.
Let's take one more break on the York Chevy Buick of Brazil pregame show. It'll be 60 seconds when we come back. National anthem, starting lineups, and you'll hear the legendary voice of Mr. Scott McDonald here on WAMB.
Reconstruction Services of Brazil is your local roofing and storm restoration specialist. Honored to be named Angie's List Super Service Award winner for 3 years in a row, they are the region's only Diamond Atlas shingle installer. With pride in all that they do, Reconstruction is the Wabash Valley's leading restoration crew. Repair, replace, relax. Call 812-443-ROOF for your free estimate today. Reconstruction Services. We are ready.
This is Chief Deputy Josh Clark. Sheriff Paul Harden and the entire Clay County Sheriff's Office wants to wish the North Unites for the best of luck in sectionals. The entire town of Brazil is rooting you on. If you are heading to and from the game on Friday, please be safe. Remember, don't text and drive. Keep your hands on the wheel at all times with your eyes on the road. And keep that seatbelt on. The Clay County Sheriff's Office is rooting on our Knights.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM, WAMB.
Opening round of the 2022 IHSA 3A Girls Basketball Sectional number 26. The winner of this game will advance to play the winner of our next game tomorrow night at 7:30. That will follow the 6 o'clock game featuring Brownstown Central and West Vigo. So let's meet both teams. Start with the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Lady Eagles of Brown County High School.
That was Scott McDonald, the PA announcer, with the national anthem here. Remember, no bands allowed. But we do have the starting lineups. A 3-win in Brown County team. The Northview Lady Knights head coach Zach Keyes with 19 regular season wins. But when you get to postseason, nobody has a win. It's 0-0 is what coach Zach Keyes tells us. Head coach of Brown County, Coach Emily Llewellyn. Hannah Dawson in midcourt for the Knights. Savannah Odin in midcourt for Brown County, and it's won by Northview. Audrey Spencer, far side perimeter with the basketball. Gerbil handoff on the logo to Timberman. See if Knights, they're a little rusty after not playing in 13 days and only practicing once in the last 5 days. Macy Timberman skips the pass to Audrey for three. First shot of the postseason, drilled. Nothing but net from Audrey Spencer. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 3, Brown County 0, 30 seconds in. Timberman guarding tightly Maddie Huff. Huff brings in near side perimeter to Austin. Austin now on the right wing. Throws it near corner. Maurer falls to the ground. She'll slowly get up. I didn't see why she fell to the ground, but no foul called. A missed shot by Brown County regardless. Timberman pushing it. Fast break, Euro step. A lot of contact, but nothing called. So here comes the team in blue in Brown County. Audrey Spencer drilling her first shot of the postseason came from beyond the three-point line. Abigail Watson, guarded by Dawson, brings it near side perimeter to Odin. Odin on the right wing, guarded tightly by Tara. Fires a shot up top for three. No good. Brown County with the offensive rebound in the near side corner. Bouncing it to Tipton. Now to the right elbow for a quick jumper. Off the mark, rebounded by Sydney Maurer, and a foul probably could have been called on Audrey for the late bump after the shot, but no call.
No call, of course, and now we'll see what happens with the Lady Knights on offense once again. 1-for-2 in the scoring column.
Would love to get Tara Pierce going. We've seen her have some big games. She'll throw up a three here. Off the back rim, shoved to the ground, or maybe she flopped. Hit the back rim, bounced up. So the Knights are 1-for-3 from the field, 1-of-2 from the three-point line, leading 3-0, 6:22 to go in the first quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. You could join their team by applying at greatdane.com. About three-quarters of a way of a court press, and Brown County will break it out to the left wing for three, and it's tied up at three apiece after Alexi Austin, the sophomore, drains the shot.
Right there is just Brown County getting behind the press defense of the Lady Knights, open three. And they make it to tie the game.
They're going to lob it down low. Hannah Dawson, what a pass, what a feed from Macy Timberman as Hannah Dawson gives the Knights the lead right back, 5-3.
We see the Lady Knights offense run that play a few times during a game, and right there worked out perfectly for
them. I've seen them run that all the way back to the Jenny Lundy days. Audrey dives on the floor, steals the ball. The Knights are diving all over. You could tell these seniors want it. Timberman drives, kicks out. Tara, deep three. Ooh. Off the back iron. Rebounded offensively by Hannah Dawson, but a quick whistle makes it a jump ball, giving possession to Brown County. And Coach Keyes kind of does that shrug emoji with his hands like, come on.
Just a little too deep right there by Tara. A little rush, it seemed like.
It was. She wanted it. Brown County pushes, breaks the full court press by the Knights. Gets it to Odin, but a quick whistle will be called on the right elbow this time, but in Northview's favor, it'll be a travel on Abigail Watson.
That's a huge topic of conversation we've had a lot in the recent weeks. Got to put the ball down on the ground before you can take any step.
This game's brought to you in part by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Same play, tries to lob it to Hannah Dawson, but this time Brown County covered it. They saw it coming off the hand of Hannah, out of bounds, turnover. It'll be Brown County ball. So 25-3, 5:11 to go first quarter. I'm not going to say they look tired because they don't yet. Just some shots aren't going in, but that's all right. Brown County, a chance to tie or take the lead here. It's Brindley Clark, the freshman, who's going to have to play a lot. We'll come to the scores table, set the check in after the next dead ball. Tipped in, quick catch shoot three, off the front of the rim, no good. And here comes Audrey right to left, 1-on-3. She'll slow it down and wait for the numbers to go in her favor. Tara on the left corner, dribbles back out on top to Macy as Coach Keyes calls out a play.
Spencer wasn't looking.
But she got it anyway, saved it. Skip pass to Timberman, catch and shoot three. Off the right rim, rebounded offensively by Hannah. Finds Tara Pierce for three. Boom, baby! Tara Pierce gets one to fall.
There we go. Tara finally gets one to knock down after about a few, several couple attempts.
Three different Lady Knights have scored. 4:18 to go first quarter. Winner moves on. Loser season comes to a close. Down low, Audrey tried to go for the steal, allowing Tipton to get an easy two instead of just playing straight up D.
Spencer just trying to ease into it, baited herself right there, trying to go for the reach in.
So 8-5, 3-point lead, halfway through the first. Timmerman, another three, far side wing, back rim. A lot of threes taken here early by Northview.
Yeah, not really working the ball around too much inside. All we've seen is those two run plays for Hannah Dawson down low.
3:45, first quarter. Driving right side, step back jumper for Maddie Huff. No, offensive rebound taken by Savannah Odin. Audrey Spencer draws the foul, putting Odin at the line for two.
Odin and Spencer down there battling. Spencer kind of tripped and fell, but when the shot was going up, so she had to really react quickly to try to get that rebound. Just wasn't there in time.
This game is brought to you in part by Reliable Garage Door, your local garage door expert with over 36 years of experience. Savannah Odin knocks down free throw attempt number one. And here comes Brindley Clark, the freshman, her first postseason action of her career. Audrey Spencer takes a break. You think the freshman's nervous at all?
Nah.
Would
she's
you
got
be?
This. Oh, definitely.
Free throw, high arcing free throw. Kind of a weird formation, but she drills them. 8-7, Knights up just one now. Little quick 4-0 run by Brown County.
Just a one-point lead.
Three-win Brown County. They're not going anywhere. Brindley Clark near side, up top to Tara. Dribbles once to Macy, right wing. Fires up to Tara again, right back to Timmerman. Brown County's in a 2-3 zone. Timmerman breaks the zone, goes up. A lot of contact, left the layup short. Now Brown County a chance to take the lead for the first time. Katie Tipton, left wing. Guarded by Brindley Clark. Throws an 18-footer out. Tipton fires, no. Macy, left-handed rebound. Here comes the Knights. Right to left. Macy pushing it. Now dribbles towards the baseline. One-hand push pass off to Tara Pierce for an NBA range three. And that was just pushed. Not a good look as Brindley Clark, the freshman, shows the hustle and gets the offensive rebound in the near corner. Macy drives baseline, and a body foul will be called on Brown County.
If I'm Tara, I mean, I'm not taking that shot right away. I mean, you've only had the ball down low in your side of the court for about 10, not even 10 seconds, and you take that deep of a three.
You can tell it's a far shot for her.
She has to struggle a little.
Putting a lot of power just to push it. Tara underneath the inbound. Knights lead 8-7. Macy underneath puts it up. Left it long. She'll get her own miss, though, and dribble it out to the free throw line. Brown County fighting for it. Macy falls out of bounds. And Brown County's hustle. They've come in wanting to win this game and want to have the big upset. And they're only down one with the ball. 2.5 to go in the first quarter.
I mean, give it up. Brown County, 3-win team on the season, but they are no slouch. I mean, they're as good of a threat as any other team in this sectional.
Brown County will inbound it. Brings it on the right wing to Katie Tipton. Tipton dribbles it back up top. Guarded by Brindley Clark, who's in her face. Brindley knocks the ball loose, but picked back up by Tipton. Brindley is active here in the early going, and a travel called, forced by Brindley Clark.
Brindley Clark shuffling her feet. She has the length and the, you know, the arm length right there. She's doing really good right now.
Sydney Maurer will get a break. 2:19 to go in the first quarter. It's really important, especially in this game, you give your players breaks. You have to play three straight games if you want to go where you ultimately want to be. And I'm going to assume they're going to have to play a lot of minutes in the next couple days. Pierce, three in the corner. In and out, no. She's one of five from three. She's getting good looks, a couple of them just a little long. Brown County trying to take the lead. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. And another travel called on Savannah Odin. Again, that's her third travel.
Three travels for this Brown County team, and Northview not really taking full advantage of that on the other side. Only a one-point lead so far with just less than 2 minutes to go in this first quarter play.
Big thanks to our friends at Bits and Bites, where you walk in the door as a guest and leave as part of their family.
Go, Knights.
Up 8-7.
I am pleased to announce that I have been
Brindley
recognized
Clark on the far side corner.
Club
now back to Terry
Remax
in the corner, up top to Macy Timmerman. Macy on the volleyball line. Drives over near side, scoops the pass off to Tara on top. Nice bounce pass to a wide open Audrey for three. Left it long, and it'll be out of bounds. Brown County ball. North Ucobee just having a tough time hitting their shots.
Yeah, they're just really settling right now, it seems like, on those outside three-point shots. Not really working the ball in too much, and when they have, they really can't connect on those short-aim throws.
When you want to beat a zone, you got to get the ball in the middle. Ball's loose. Macy strips it away on the inbounds, and it'll be a jump ball. North U gets possession.
Great hustle right there by Macy, not letting her go anywhere without a nice distance of 1 to 2 feet away from her. She followed well. She stuck to it. She got the ball, and now it's Northview's possession yet again.
Audrey Spencer and the Knights lead by one still. Timmerman left wing, up top to Tara. Fakes a pass to Audrey. Resets to Timmerman. Now scoops a pass to Pierce, who just throws it off the leg of Brown County. Ball's on the floor. Tara, though, saves it. Hands it off to Macy. Macy gets double-teamed quickly. Resets up top to Tara. Tara takes one dribble. Fires to Audrey, who pump fakes, breaks the press, goes in, and the ball rattled in and out. It was a good look.
Was there a lid on that thing?
Yes. It's supposed to be a home court. 48 seconds. Brown County has had their opportunity to take the lead. Can they do it here? Turnaround 15-footer, and they will. A nice shot by Abigail Watson, and Brown County leads Northview 9-8 with 30 seconds to go in the opening quarter, and this is not a good look or good start for the Lady Knights.
A real low-scoring game in this first quarter, and a lot of the shots not falling.
Macy for three. That one does.
Yes, sir.
She said, be quiet, Kobe. I can hear you from here.
Nah.
You're just a little brother. 11-9.
What?
It's a joke from the pregame.
I know.
Nobody understands. Dribble handoff to Tipton. Knights back up. 10 seconds. Audrey knocks the ball loose, but picked up by Brown County. 8 seconds. Up top on the logo. It'll be Watson. 3 seconds. To the corner. Driving. Baby floater at the buzzer. Air ball as Brenly Clark grabs the rebound. Northview goes to the sectional. Second quarter goes to the second quarter of sectional with Northview leading 11-9 here on WAMB.
Go Knights. I am pleased to announce that I have been recognized as a 100% club member by RE/MAX again this year. This wouldn't be possible without the trust and commitment I earn when representing my clients and their real estate needs, and the fact that I love being a realtor. If you're going to buy or sell in 2022, contact me. Wishing everyone a safe and healthy 2022. Good luck to the Northview Knights basketball team.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. Visit our Timberland store to get everything you need for your new project, and if we don't have the supplies you need in store, we can order it for you. You can even rent the equipment from our rental department. Timberland strives to provide you with the finest residential and commercial building projects at a level of service that is second to none. Quality, integrity, Timberland.
You need insurance for your car, your home, and your life. You could spend all day doing it yourself, and you might not get it right. Or you can work with a professional. I'm an independent insurance agent who works with several different insurance companies, and I will give you choices based on your needs, and then you can decide. Go with a pro. Call or text me today, Brian Kelsheimer, at 812-242-0710, and let me go to work for you.
This is WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
To begin the second quarter, Brown County immediately tied the game on an 18-footer, 11-11. Pierce trying to answer, and she'll drain her second three of the game. 14-11 on the Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights lead here in the first half over Brown County in sectional game number two at Northview High School.
Brown County caught them a little off guard, scoring the first basket of the second quarter, but Pierce comes right back down and knocks a three-pointer.
Watson brings it up top to Austin, stolen away by Audrey. Audrey, no one in front of her, trying to get chased down like a LeBron. Finals, count it, and the foul.
Great
Audrey
job.
Spencer creates the contact and trying to go for the three-point play.
Audrey Spencer, of course, getting the steal right there at the top of the key and then taking it all the way. Kind of slowed down a little bit, as you said, trying to connect on that foul, trying to get the contact. She does. She knocks down the layup. And now an and-one opportunity will confirm that one. She makes it a three-point play.
17-11, quick 6-0 run by the Lady Knights in about 20 seconds.
Just the first free throw of the game for the Northview.
And their largest lead of the game by 6. Austin on the logo for Brown County, coming to get the ball and saving the day is Maddie Huff, near side. Crosses over Maurer, don't see that often. She'll drive, fire to an 18-footer. Brick missed there by Watson. Pierce trying to chase down the rebound in the far side corner, but it's out of bounds, stays with Brown County.
Got to give it up to the hustle right there. I mean, the defense was there perfectly in place.
And Brown County will take a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second break with them on the Great Dane scoreboard. 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Knights lead 17-11 on WAMB.
This game is brought to you in part by Vanjie Sutherland, your local hometown realty agent, and she's a big supporter of the Knights.
I'm Vanjie Sutherland, your hometown realty realtor, but I do love to cheer on my favorite hometown team, the Northview Knights. While you crush the competition during sectionals and do what you do best, I will stay in my lane and help buyers and sellers with their real estate needs. I'm working day and night for my clients. Let me help you as well. Call or text me, Vanjie Sutherland, at 812-841-1893.
This is WAMB. Like us on Facebook.
Back here on WAMB, 6:40 to go until halftime. The Knights lead on the Great Dane scoreboard, 17-11 over Brown County. The Knights on a 6-0 run. It'll be Brown County's ball underneath, coming out of the timeout. They get it in. Far side, Watson drives to the free throw line, pump fakes, has to get rid of it in a hurry, and finds Austin. Austin dribbles, three. Wow, what a shot. 17-14, Brown County ends the 6-0 run by the Knights, and credit Brown County, they're just hitting shots too.
Yeah, and Odin right there just pulls up right off the dribble, takes the three-pointer, and she gets that one down.
Maurer for three, a rare one, and she cans it. Maybe Sydney Maurer has been holding out on us.
What a perfect time to come alive from the three-point line.
The Knights have
we
made
all need
their
insurance,
last three
whether
shots.
Whether it's personal or commercial.
Ball's loose down low. Hannah Dawson jumps in midair and grabs it. It'll be a jump ball. Knights possession. What a job by Hannah Dawson.
Yeah, Hannah Dawson right there jumping in the passing lane, coming down with it, fighting for it a little bit, but she went to the ground and came up with the possession arrow.
Tara on top. Bad pass by Tara, taken away in transition. Layup is up and good by Stogsdale. And Tara tried to throw it to Audrey Point Blake, and Coach Key's not happy. They're doing a good job. They finally put Brinley Clark, who can break that zone. She has the height, and she passes the ball very well. Tara gets it far side wing. Takes one dribble. Tara gets rid of it to Brinley right in front. Dribble handoff on the logo to Audrey. 20-16. Audrey goes around the screen. Drives, splits the defense, puts up the shot. The tough one won't go. Dawson does what she does, gets an offensive rebound for an Audrey Spencer three. Left it short. Ball is loose. Saved by Hannah as she dives into the Brown County bench.
Oh!
Count it and the foul. Audrey Spencer with an opportunity for another three-point play, all because of Hannah Dawson diving into the Brown County bench to save a possession.
You got that right, Corey. I mean, that would not have happened if it wasn't for Hannah Dawson to chase down the rebound, jumps into the stands, catches it. Audrey Spencer taking it all the way, getting the contact as well. This team's coming alive this second quarter, you could say.
Coming in the ballgame for Northview is going to be freshman Delaney White. Going to give a break to Maurer. They're trying to use their whole bench here, Kobe. Got to get people a break, and you kind of need depth as you get going in the postseason. She's a good defensive player, and she's proven it in junior varsity this year, as Audrey Spencer will actually miss the free throw. And as soon as she shot the ball, she tried to run to get the rebound because she knew she missed. So it was a free throw violation. Delaney White coming into play defense. See what she's got in her. It'll be right there near side to Huff. Huff guarded by Delaney White. White forces Huff to get rid of it on top to Odin. Odin drives, kicks out wide. Huff back out to Odin. Fires an 18-footer and no. Rebounded by freshman Brinley Clark. You got two freshmen, a junior, and two seniors on the floor. Hannah Dawson, Timmerman, Clark finds Delaney White, throws up a shot and left it left side, no good. Ball's out of bounds, last touch by Hannah Dawson. And if you're Delaney White, you're wide open. You can't tell her not to shoot.
Yeah, I mean, you can't give it up to her. She has to take those shots. I mean, when your number's called, you have to take full advantage of it. She did right there. It's just she didn't capitalize that time.
Big thanks to Renault National Bank. You're not a number. You are their neighbor. On the right side, Stogsdale waiting for Austin to get it. Nope, she'll fake. Keep it to the right elbow. Double teamed immediately. Ball skip far side. Huff will drive. Baby floater somehow got it to roll off the front of the rim in. And just like that, it's a four-point game. Knights lead on the Great Dane scoreboard, 22-18, halfway through the second quarter. Audrey goes over to Macy. Pump fakes a three. Goes for the 10-footer instead. Kisses it off the glass. And speaking of Rideau National Bank, I didn't know they were open, but I guess they are. As Audrey Spencer will get quickly an official timeout. She's going to tie her shoe at the half-court line. Coming up on our sister station, 104.9 WAXI, South Vermillion and Edgewood. Dave Crooks will have the play-by-play for that one. We also want to thank Lorenz Service in Brazil. Tony and the crew are the ones you can trust to get it done right. Maddie Huff goes left to right with it on the radio dial. Lobs the pass to Kemp. Fires it down low to Austin. Kick out wide for an open three. Left long there by Stogsdale. Rebounded by Delaney White, but she got it stolen away. But Audrey steals it away now. And a reach-in foul called in on Brown County. That is only Brown County's fourth team foul. The Knights only have one, so kind of a quick-paced first half. We don't hate that.
Yeah, a lot of not many two fouls have been called this first half. Knock on wood, of course. I mean, give it up to both teams.
Brenly Clark with some fantastic minutes. She'll come out of the game as Tara Pierce checks back in. The only starter not in the game is Sydney Maurer. Delaney White is in for her. Audrey right in front of us. Goes around a screen from Dawson. Throws a pass to Timmerman on the right wing. Macy lobs it up top. Audrey fires a chest pass to White in the corner. Back on top to Audrey. Coach Keys yelling out, keep it moving. That's how you beat a zone. Got to be patient. Macy drives up top. Nearly stolen away. They're letting these teams play.
Yeah.
Delaney White in the left corner. Thought about the three. Instead finds Macy, who drives, goes up, and is hacked. Macy will go to the line and get two attempts.
Macy just catching the ball off the pass. Drives in with it, of course, and she's going to go up. We know how good of a player she is. Knows how good of a driver she is as well. She is not afraid to put her body on the line, especially come sectionals time. And I just rhymed. Ha-ha.
Macy at the free throw line. Gets two attempts. Her first one is up and good. Knights lead 25-18. Brindley Clark comes right back in. As is Sydney Maurer. Audrey Spencer and Hannah Dawson will get a breather. Big thanks to Timberland Lumber Company. That's Highway 40, Western Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Macy spins the ball. Tries to give the Knights an 8-point lead, and she does. 26-18, largest of the game. Brown County's playing their tails off. Delaney White playing defense. Maddie Huff has the ball up top. Brings it near side to Stogsdale on the right wing. Tightly guarded by Maurer, using a lot of energy. Man, she can shuffle her feet. Stogsdale has it, trying to get rid of it. Oh, nearly a five-second call, but instead they get rid of it to Brown County. They'll throw up a contested jumper. Here comes Macy off the miss. Macy drives baseline, stops in her tracks, fires up top to Delaney White, dribbles once. Tara comes and gets the ball, so she'll have it on top. Tara drives left wing. Tried to bounce it over to Timmerman. She will. Right back to Tara. Now back to Macy. Spinning. Macy driving. Throws it to a wide open Tara for three and left it high. Offensive rebound. Maurer puts it up and in. Sydney Maurer getting her points by playing tough D. 28-18. 10-point lead. Just where the Knights want to be now. 1:50 to go until halftime. Free throw line jumper. No. Rebounded by Macy.
See where this offense can go. Build some momentum with a 10-point lead now. 1:40 to go in the first half.
Stick around for our York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil halftime show. Kobe Clark will host that. Timmerman with a three.
Oh, okay.
Macy from deep. Her jump shots come alive here in the second quarter.
Six made threes for the Lady Knights this first half. That's three alone for Macy.
Delaney White will pick up a quick foul trying to get the steal. Emily Dawson, the senior, getting some playing time, and you gotta love this. Getting some important minutes in sectional time. And there was a piece in the Brazil Times Kobe, Coach Zach Keys, they love what Emily Dotson is for this program. She's a senior, doesn't complain, works hard in practice, does whatever her team needs, and the team absolutely loves her. Brown County has the ball on the right wing. Katie Tipton, and a travel will be called. Brown County throws the ball to the official in frustration. Seems like everything's going the Lady Knights' way here in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, and Brown County, give it up to them. I mean, they had a little bit of fight in that first quarter, a little bit early into it, but now this second quarter alone, the back half of it, of course, Northview's running away with it.
Timmerman on the logo, bounces it over to Maurer.
Another three.
Another three. Sydney Maurer, where have you been? She's got two threes on her chest. Where's the jersey number 33? And she's got two threes in the game. Sydney Maurer having herself some fun. 16-point lead for the Knights. Ball's on the left elbow for Brown County. A backdoor cut scoops
the back 40 boutique
corner.
Is a women and children's boutique.
Brings it back
that is
near side. Savannah Odin. Odin fires it down low to Stocksdale. Takes a dribble up top to Odin. Fires a 15-footer. In and out, no. Brinley Clark gets the rebound. 25 seconds. Coach Keys throws up finger number one. He wants one last shot before the half.
This is going to be a huge momentum boost, of course, right now. With 15 seconds left, we'll see what this Lady offense can do.
Give Maurer a three. 10 seconds.
Again, give him three.
Timmerman on the near side. 6 seconds. Lobs it in the corner. Tara wide open. Fires a three. In and out, no. And the ball knocked out of bounds with 5 tenths to go. And I thought Emily Dotson was going to get the offensive rebound.
Me too.
It was close, but Brown County saved it out of bounds.
Not much you can do here. Just a quick inbounds pass, catch and shoot right here.
It's got to be a catch and tip. Tara lobs it up, gets it to Maurer. Not enough time. Not what Coach Keys was looking for. He's laughing because things are going Northview's way. This senior class is going to laugh, have some fun. Big second half coming up here. But first, the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil halftime show. This has been the Sydney Maurer first half show. 34-18 on the Great Day.
We all need insurance.
On WAMB.
Brazil Ace Hardware, the helpful place. The place where the faces are familiar because those faces are your neighbors and friends. The place where when you need something or have questions, they are always happy to help. Sure, you can find your hardware needs at the big box stores, but there's nothing like the feeling of being welcomed and recognized. That's exactly what you find at Brazil Ace Hardware. Located at the corner of 59 and Jackson Street, your hometown hardware store.
The voice of the Northview Knights, WAMB.
Real quick, and we'll take another break as we got breaks to get through here in the halftime show. Knights lead 34-18 on the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil halftime show at York. They're not number one. You are. A big second quarter surge for the Northview Lady Knights. They outscored Brown County 23-9. Kobe will break it all down with you coming up here on WAMB. Take a break here on WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. It's the season for thanks, and boy, are we thankful for having over 170 new cars in stock. But let's talk about your car. Your pre-owned vehicle is worth more than ever to us here at York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We will buy your pre-owned vehicle regardless if you buy ours. Value your trade at YorkCDJRBrazil.com. That's YorkCDJRBrazil.com, and see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
We all need insurance, whether it's personal or commercial. Use someone you can trust. I'm Nick McCollum with First Insurance Group here in Brazil. I graduated from Northview High School and attended Indiana State University. My family is all about the Knights. You can trust me to help you get all your insurance needs taken care of. Give me a call at 812-208-2457 or visit us at figprotects.com. Let me, Nick McCollum, work for you. Come grow with us and we will help you stay protected.
Message to Amy Spin Class. Happy 3rd 29th birthday, Amy. Ha ha.
You're good at voice to text. We're good at your insurance. Find an agent online, over the phone, or in person. And stop knocking on wood.
Micah Bonomo wants to wish the Northview Knights the best of luck this season. Stay local with your insurance. Call Micah today, 812-446-2521.
Did you know the majority of domestic automobiles on the road today have parts made in Brazil, Indiana at Morris Manufacturing? Morris Manufacturing in Brazil is hiring for several positions. All training is done in-house, so no experience is required. This is a full-time job. Starting wages have increased to $13 an hour. To begin your new career at Morris Manufacturing, apply today at morrismfg.com or in person at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
The best in high school sports on WAMB.
Welcome back here, ladies and gentlemen, to Northview High School as the first round of sectionals. We're halfway through it right now. In this one, of course, the Lady Knights taking on Browns County. And right now, Northview is running away with it in that second quarter. We'll recap all of that and what we're anticipating in the second half. But first off, give you the score and then the stats real quick as the halftime score right now reads on the Great Dane scoreboard, 34-18, as the Northview Lady Knights are leading this one. In the first quarter, the breakdown was this. Northview had a little bit of rust, of course. You had to expect that with a 13-game postponement due to the weather and a lot of games being postponed. Browns County came out a little bit shocking, surprising them a little bit. Not all ready was Northview. They were not ready a little bit, of course. 11-9 in that first, but then the second quarter, everything just stuck with it. They got back to their normal basic basketball, and Northview right now, a 23-9 run in that second quarter, leads to the 34-18 lead at the end of the first half. Let's go through the Northview Lady Knights stats real quick as the leading scorer for the Lady Knights. It's a huge junction of the top five right now, but Macy Timberman leading the way with 10 points, a couple of three-pointers, doing her thing at the charity stripe as well, as there's only been four free throws attempted for this team. She has made two out of that four. Audrey Spencer with 8 points. She is the second leading scorer right now. She's the first one who started the game off making that first three-pointer of the game, getting this whole team and whole fan section supported and riled up. Tara Pierce, she had a little bit of a rough start, of course, from the three-point line, but of course she found her way, as she always does. She ends the first half with 6-2 made three-pointers. Sydney Maurer, a little bit of a shocker. She has 8 points as well. Maurer, not the best three-point shooter in the world. We don't really expect her to make a lot of them, of course, not like the comparison of Tara Pierce, that we all know she's well-known for that. But Sydney Maurer ending that half with 8-2 made three-pointers, and Hannah Dawson catching that two-point shot off the alley-oop inbounds pass, so give it up to her. Northview right now leading 34-18. We have 4 minutes to go on the Great Dane scoreboard until the start of the second half goes. Hopefully Northview will keep this one up, and right now we will take another two-minute break and get you set and ready with some more basketball action in this first round of sectionals right here on WAMB.
Would you call somebody to fix that leaky faucet and that constant running toilet?
Yes, dear. Who am I supposed to call?
Walt Goble of Wabash Valley Plumbing, of course. I know he can help.
Whether you have a leaky faucet or toilet or need a new water heater, Wabash Valley Plumbing can service or replace yours today. Wabash Valley Plumbing, serving Clay and surrounding counties. For commercial or residential,
call Walt today at 812-442-4987. Check them out on Facebook.
Tired of paying those high cable rates? Give Mike Morin a call at Midwest Satellite in Linton. Mike has Dish 2-year price lock plans starting at $64.99 a month. This includes free installation, free Hopper voice remote, and 3 months free Showtime and Stars. Don't call some random 800 number. Call your local premier dealer, Midwest Satellite and Mike Morin, 812-847-8848. Call Mike. He'll treat you right.
Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Rheem Pro partners. This is Doug Nevins, and for more than 20 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley. Our reliable services, transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning a hometown name you can trust. Call us today at 812-448-8387. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
Hi, this is Keith Brackney letting you know that HMSB Insurance is now Brackney Insurance Group. Nothing has changed except the name. We offer great rates and the best customer service in the business. Stop in today at any of our four convenient locations in Greencastle, Brazil, Rockville, or Montezuma. Chances are very good that we'll save you money and improve your coverage. Experience the Brackney Insurance Group difference today. Rest easy, we've got you covered.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on WAMB.
Welcome back here to the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Raven Brazil halftime show at the halftime break. The North Uelady Knights 34, Brown County 18. The Knights went on a run there, hitting seven threes in the first half, a lot of them coming in the second quarter, outscoring Brown County in the second, 23-9, to really open this thing up. And this is exactly where Coach Zach Keys wants to be. He's allowing a lot of players to get a break. A lot of new faces. Delana White checking in the ball game, a freshman. Brittany Clark getting playing time. Emily Dawson getting playing time. It's exactly what Coach Keys wants to do, so he doesn't have to run his starters into the ground. Because if you want to win a sectional championship, you're going to have to play three straight days due to Mother Nature not being very kind. As Kobe probably told you on the York CDJR Brazil halftime show, Macy Timmerman has 10. Audrey with 8. Sydney Maurer, she has 8. Tara Pierce with 6. And Hannah Dawson with 2. And a lot of hustle points for Hannah Dawson as well. She had that one play that resulted in an Audrey Spencer foul and layup because she dove into the Brown County bench, saving the ball in the far corner. We thought rust might be a thing, and maybe it was for shot making and trying to break a zone, Kobe. But in reality, the hustle and the focus is there.
I mean, yeah, we can go back to the first quarter and a little ticky-tack pinpoint a couple of incidents. I mean, this team wasn't going full motion. It didn't seem like they were fully ready. But once that second quarter started, it went on an absolute tear, their offense and defense did, and it really shows just how good this Northview team is, let alone the whole 13-day break they had.
And here we go to begin the second half. It'll be Brown County ball going right to left. Knights will open up in a zone and with their starters out there as well. It'll be near side perimeter to Tipton. Guarded by Audrey, backs it up. On the Great Dane scoreboard, it's 34-18. Maurer, she had 2 big threes. She's playing tight D and she'll get a steal here. Up ahead, throws it way in advance to Audrey. Ball gets ripped out as she gets knocked to the ground, no foul. But it'll be Northview ball underneath, and Maurer kind of left, kind of threw that ball as if an NFL quarterback throws it to a receiver, knowing the safety's about to drill that receiver. Tara gets it inbounds, off to Audrey on the left wing. Back to Tara, open three from the corner, off the back rim. She's getting good looks, and I think that one just came off her hand just a little bit awkward, kind of spun the opposite way. So now Brown County, down 16, will have the basketball. Throws it on top. Thought about the three was Lexi Austin. Instead, she'll take one step to the right, then fire the three. Left it short, but it goes off the arm of Hannah Dawson. And everybody's confused as everybody moans and groans, but the official, after he heard that, changed the call. I think he just accidentally pointed towards Brown County.
Yeah, we could hear Coach Keys right there. Whoa, white ball. And obviously, he was right there.
Audrey lets the ball roll in front of her as she ties her shorts. No press, so that was no problem. Brown County still in a 2-3 zone. Hannah Dawson gets it over near side to Macy. Down low to Hannah on the opposite block. A shove, no foul called.
How do you not call that?
Coach Keys is screaming. He said, how do you not see that? They're not really calling a lot of fouls here.
Could be a good and a bad thing.
Austin drives, throws up the hook shot, got it to go. 34-20 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Big thanks to Brazil Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Also, Brazil Coffee Grounds. Kickstart your morning at Brazil Coffee Grounds. Knights have yet to score here. 2 minutes into the second quarter. Macy down low, turnaround 10-footer, and they'll continue that scoring drought 2 minutes in. Going right to left. Brown County on the far side wing. It'll be Huff. Kicks out wide for three. Off the mark, a long rebound chased down by Maurer right in front of us. What a hustle.
Great hustle right there.
Audrey Spencer on the logo.
They're going to slow it down now.
Gives it to Maurer. Kicks it to Timmerman. Open corner three. And somehow doesn't go in. Bounced in and out as Brown County now has the ball going right to left. Nearly taken away. Audrey falls to the ground trying to intercept it. Brown County gets an easy look from the right block and Abigail Watson. And Audrey's kind of jogging back slowly, but, I mean, she's tough.
Yeah, right there. Spencer took a little bit of a bump trying to go up for the high pass steal right there.
Quick 4-0 run by Brown County. Tara Pierce over to Macy. This time a three again, and this time it won't fall again. So the Knights have not scored in 3 minutes to begin the third quarter.
This isn't good.
Quick 18-footer in transition. Brown County one bucket away from a possible timeout, but a miss there short of the rim will allow the Knights to slowly bring it up.
And this is a good call right there. I mean, they've had some good open looks, just not really falling for them right now. Maybe try and work it inside more.
Macy on the right wing goes around to Hannah Dawson's screen. Back door to Maurer, puts it up and in. Sydney's got 10 points. 36-22, and what a play there.
Yeah, I mean, give it up to Macy. Obviously, getting the screen from Hannah Dawson goes right around it, and they just didn't account for Sydney Maurer wide open underneath the basket.
Lexi Austin, guarded by Maurer, gets it to the right elbow.
Another travel.
A travel will be called on Abigail Watson. So, Knights ball. Brindley Clark will check in.
About the fourth or fifth travel call now in Brown County.
Brindley Clark will give Hannah Dawson a quick break, the senior. Tara Pierce on the left wing. Dribbles around a screen. Open three. Left it way short, but Brindley Clark comes in the game right away and, of course, gets an offensive rebound. Tara short arm the three. Gives it to Timmerman right wing. Goes around two screens, far side. Drives to the baseline. This Brown County zone's tough to break. Brindley had an open look. Instead, Audrey gets her shot blocked. I wish Brindley would have just taken the shot. Brown County on the far side perimeter with it. Picks up the dribble, trying to force feed down low. Turn around Watson. Pump fakes, nowhere to go. Macy tries to strip it. Watson throws it up in desperation. It'll be rebounded by Clark on the miss. Audrey to Macy. Jump stop, goes through contact.
Whoa.
High off the glass, count it with the foul.
Macy Timmerman right there, going up, putting her body on the line, creating the contact, so to be. And now an and-one opportunity goes her way.
Quick timeout by Coach Keys, trying to help us out, get our sponsors thanked. We'll take a 60-second break on WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. It's the season for thanks, and boy, are we thankful for having over 170 new cars in stock. But let's talk about your car. Your pre-owned vehicle is worth more than ever to us here at York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We will buy your pre-owned vehicle regardless if you buy ours. Value your trade at YorkCDJRBrazil.com. That's YorkCDJRBrazil.com and see why no one beats a York dude.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Great Dane is expanding in the Wabash Valley and their Brazil location has 50 more direct hire positions. Assemblers, welders, painters, maintenance workers, plus a welding school program. Earn $17 to $23 per hour plus $1.50 per hour extra for night shifts. Referral bonuses for current employees. Great pay, health insurance, matching 401k, and pension. Become a part of strengthening the American supply chain at greatdane.com/careers or call 812-443-4711.
Your home for Northview Knights Sports, WAMB.
Welcome back here on WAMB. Coming out of the Coach Zach Keys full timeout. Macy Timmerman going to the line for a chance to complete a three-point play. 3:42 to go in the third quarter. Kobe to my right. I'm Corey Clark. Dave Thomas now joins us back in the studio in downtown Brazil. Big thanks to Darrell Williams for his help, as well as Barry Kent. Macy trying to get the Knights their largest lead of the night. And she'll leave it short. A rare free throw miss, but Hannah Dawson saves it, falling into her own bench to Macy. Hannah Dawson's everywhere tonight. Timmerman on the far side. We do have a high-energy player of the game brought to you by Kelsheimer Insurance Group to give away. Hannah Dawson's making her case.
Oh, yeah, of course she is. She's doing all she can to save those loose balls.
Audrey on top, splits the defense, five-foot floater, rolls off the right of the rim. Dawson tries to get another offensive rebound, but she'll be called for the foul here. Audrey had a good look, just point-blank missed.
Yeah, she had it right there. I mean, Audrey tend to make a lot of those inside five-foot shots, just couldn't get that one to fall.
Katie Tipton inbound, full court pressure, Knights lead by 16. Don't know how to do math, almost tried to say 18 earlier. stolen away by Hannah Dawson. She has been everywhere. Audrey Spencer now left to right. Knights up 38-22. Audrey off the glass, got it to go. 18-point lead on the Great Dane scoreboard. 40-22. Full court pressure. Ball's loose at half court, picked up by Brown County. Out wide to Austin. She'll be double teamed. She's on the far baseline. Fires a skip pass for a three for Katie Tipton. Left short, rebounded by Brindley Clark. And the center, Hannah Dawson, will bring it up left to right in a laser pass off to Audrey on the logo. Delana White, the freshman, set to check in at the next dead ball. A lot of playing time for a lot of bench pieces. Macy goes up. She'll get fouled, and she forced that foul. She put that ball at her hip and then went up last second, fully extending right into Brown County. So a chance to give the Knights a 20-point lead here in their first sectional game. The win will move them to the semifinal round and play the winner of Edgewood and South Vermillion, which comes up next on our sister station with Dave Crooks on 104.9 WAXI. 41-22, Macy drills the first free throw. Big thanks to PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated, proud to be a part of this community. And Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Micah Bonomo. Stay local with your insurance, 812-446-2521. Macy at the line, free throws up and good. This has been a balanced effort by all the Knights, hasn't it?
Oh, 100% agree with you. I mean, Sydney Maurer, she's getting her shots made. Macy Timmerman doing her thing. Hannah Dawson's hustle. A lot of these players, they want it so bad.
Maurer's Steph Curry-like three-point shot as Tipton will dribble it off her foot. Another turnover, Knights ball. You missed my comment. Like Maurer's Steph Curry-like three-point shooting tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And a 30-second timeout by Brown County. This one's starting to get ugly in the favor of the Knights, though. 42-22 on the Great Dane scoreboard. 2:09 to go in the third. 30-second break on WAMB.
Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Ream Pro partners. This is Doug Nevins, and for more than 20 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley. Our reliable services, transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning a hometown name you can trust. Call us today at 812-448-8387. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM, WAMB.
42-22, 2:09 to go in the third quarter. Big thanks to Darrell Williams, who board off the first half. Dave Thomas steps in to take over here halfway through the third quarter. It's 42-22. I'm Corey Clark. Kobe to my right-hand side coming out of the timeout from Brown County. A block shot from Macy Timmerman as Brown County will push the tempo. Austin in the left corner. One-hand pass stolen by Hannah Dawson. She's in fast break mode. Jump stop, and she's going to be called for a travel. She shuffled her feet.
Yeah.
She didn't know how to handle the situation.
She's smiling it, running back down the other side of the court. I mean, as soon as she got back there, she just kind of lost her handle of the ball.
If she would have went up for the layup going as fast as she would, she might have put a hole in the backboard. All right.
Should have dunked it.
Maddie Huff has it on the right side. They'll feed it down low in the lower block to Austin. Turn around, one-hand pass or shot. Rebounded on the miss by Delana White. And now Coach Key says slow down. 90 seconds to go in the third. Knights lead 42-22 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Tara. Left corner, open three, got it. Rattled in, nearly fell out, but the home court advantage helping Tara Pierce. Her first made three of the second half.
Gives her three on the night.
45-22, long three to answer by Brown County. Nothing but net, what a shot.
Wow.
Katie Tipton, the junior from about the volleyball line, kind of just threw it up hoping for it to go in, and it does. Macy. On the logo, back to a 20-point lead for the Knights. Delana White up top to Brindley Clark. Now the right elbow to Dawson. 45 seconds until the third quarter comes to a close. Brindley drives, throws it out to Delana. Why didn't Brindley just take it? Macy goes around a screen, gets to the baseline, and a body foul will be called on Katie Tipton, and Katie didn't like that call. Hey, did Brindley not just have an opportunity to drive to the bucket, Kobe?
There was two players down there. I mean, there was the open play in the corner.
She could have dunked on them all. Big thanks to Morris Manufacturing. Why don't you join their team? Apply at morrismfg.com. Macy Timmerman gets a round of applause. She'll get a break. Maurer will get the inbound. 30 seconds to go, and Cindy Maurer running point. Kind of the only option out there of Audrey Spencer and Macy on the bench. Tara, left wing, 22 seconds. Dribbles up top, lobs it to Delana White, down low to Maurer, pump fakes, ball's loose, ball's on the floor, fought for, and it'll be a foul on Delana White. Could have been a jump ball before that, but oh well. Second team foul, 13 seconds to go in the third, 45-25. I was waiting for that Cindy Maurer three at the buzzer.
That would be nice, but now they have to come up with a nice stop here to lead into the fourth quarter.
Going right to left with it. Crossover. Pump fake on the free throw line. Katie Tipton, she hit a big three the last time. 2 seconds. Crossover. Layup at the buzzer. Left it too strong. Good defense by Hannah Dawson as Tipton punches the wall in frustration. Knights one quarter away from advancing to the Final Four of Sectional 26 on the Great Dane scoreboard. It's Northview 45, Brown County 25 on WAMB.
York Chevrolet Buick of Brazil is a proud supporter of the Northview Knights.
Hi, this is Drew Shepard from York Chevrolet Buick. Located off Highway 40 in Brazil, we have over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock and are sure to have a vehicle that you and your family will love. Plus, we buy cars at above market value, even if you don't buy ours. With the largest inventory and the lowest prices in the Wabash Valley, it's easy to see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Message to Amy Spin Class. Happy 3rd 29th birthday, Amy. Ha, ha.
You're good at voice to text. We're good at your insurance. Find an agent online, over the phone, or in person. And stop knocking on wood.
Micah Bonomo wants to wish the Northview Knights the best of luck this season. Stay local with your insurance. Call Micah today, 812-446-2521.
This is WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
Big thanks to Wabash Valley Plumbing, serving Clay and surrounding counties. Call Walt, 812-878-2482. And Brackney Insurance Group in Brazil, Rockville, Montezuma, and Greencastle. Stick around following the fourth quarter. We'll talk to the head coach of the North Unites, Coach Zach Keys, and give away two of our post-game awards. High Energy Player of the Game brought to you by Kelsheimer Insurance Group, and our Player of the Game brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer. The Knights might play keep away as much as they can. I wouldn't blame them, as Grace Jones trying to get her first postseason points, and she will. Little give and go action as the team is loving it. How about Grace Jones getting some playing time here in the fourth? Quick three out wide. Kobe Audrey is on the bench right now. I would assume she may not come back in. Really, no point.
Yeah, not at all for Macy to come back into the game right now. I mean, they got a nice 22-point lead. Sizable. Just rest her up for tomorrow.
Audrey on the logo. Crosses over. Trying to give it to Grace Jones again, but kind of forced it a little too much. So Brown County going the other way. But how about this? Hannah Dawson throws it 20 feet in the air, and Audrey goes up and gets it. She saves another one.
It's like she knows we're giving out this award.
Oh, she heard. She said, I know who Brian Kelsheimer is. I want that award. We'll see if she gets it in our Midwest Satellite postgame show. Audrey Spencer, 6:45 to go in the last quarter of play. Kind of just playing keep away.
Just dribbling around now.
Fires a pass over to Brindley Clark. Now back on top to Audrey. Let's get Brindley some points. Audrey drives baseline, turns away to Clark, and a timeout by Coach Keys. We'll take one with him. 47-25, 6.5 to go on WAMB.
The Northview Knights love Brazil Coffee Grounds, and you will too. Make Brazil Coffee Grounds your go-to stop before school or work every morning and get a coffee, iced latte, or frappe with numerous flavors to choose from to give you the energy you need to start your day. Brazil Coffee Grounds isn't just known for their coffee, their pastries and lunch items are great too. For a full menu of their drinks and food, visit their Facebook page. Brazil Coffee Grounds wants to wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights.
Reconstruction Services of Brazil is your local roofing and storm restoration specialist. Honored to be named Angie's List Super Service Award winner for 3 years in a row, they are the region's only Diamond Atlas shingle installer. With pride in all that they do, Reconstruction is the Wabash Valley's leading restoration crew. Repair, replace, relax. Call 812-443-ROOF for your free estimate today. Reconstruction Services. We are ready.
Welcome back here on WAMB. Coming out of the timeout, it'll be Hannah Dawson who gets the inbounds on top. Dribble handoff now to Audrey Spencer on the logo. What do you think the timeout was to talk about? As Audrey drives, tries to do a little backdoor pass over to Grace Jones, trying to force feed her, but a kick ball violation will be called.
I think that timeout by Coach Keyes is really just talking about really just this offensive scheme right now, just seeing what play they can run right now, just to really waste some more clock, just dribbling around right now, just still score. See what they can do right here now. Brinley Clark trying to drive in.
Nice little drive by her. She'll have it in the near side corner. Gets rid of it near side to Tara, who gets pushed out of bounds. That'll be the fourth team foul called on Brown County. .552 to go here in the fourth quarter. Coach Keyes calls out my favorite college team, IU. That's the play. Which you can hear IU, by the way, on her sister station, 92.7 The Rock, with a guy who has much more experience in play-by-play than me, the legendary Don Fisher.
A legend.
Pierce will inbound it in front, then quickly stolen away by Brown County. Going right to left with it. On the left wing, fires a pass on top to Huff. Huff up top now, dribbling around to Tipton. Ball's loose, diving out of bounds. It'll be last touched by Knights. Brinley Clark stays with Brown County in the near corner.
Very close battle right there down low. It's Brown County now gets another chance on the offensive scheme. 22-point deficit in their way. A three-pointer shot and attempted. No good. Misses everything but the rim. And a block.
Block shot by Hannah Dawson. Man, oh, man. Hannah, have yourself a game. Energy, energy, energy is what she's been bringing to the Knights team today.
Might be your middle name now. We don't know.
I think Macy's trying to convince her way back in the game, but Macy, there's no reason. It is 47-25, 5:20 to go. You got to play three games in 3 days if you want to play for a sectional championship. As Brown County cans a deep three off the out-of-bounds play. As Anna Stogsdill drains it. 47-27 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Big thanks to Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet. Also want to thank First Insurance Group agent Nick McCollum. He's local, so you should stay local with your insurance needs. Come grow with them, and they will keep you protected. Quick miss there as Brown County will bring it right to left. On the far side, Tipton for an 18-footer, rolls off the front rim. Ball's loose, missed, rebounded by Tara Pierce. Also want to thank Clay County Sheriff Paul Harden. He's a proud supporter of the North Unites as Brinley Clark will put it up and draw the foul. What a job by her. How about Brinley Clark showing some toughness, taking it to the rim?
Yeah, Brinley Clark right there gets the rebound, takes it the length of the court, tries to go up for the free throw now.
Also, we also do want to say from Clay County Sheriff Paul Harden, he wants you to know, when you're driving, seatbelt on, cell phone down, and eyes on the road. Brinley Clark's free throw go off the back rim. Delana White and Cindy Maurer check in for Audrey Spencer and Tara Pierce. Assuming those starters' days are done. Also got to thank Redbird Thread and Back 40 Boutique. They're proud supporters of the Lady Knights. They're locally owned in Brazil with great new inventory for 2022. And hometown realty agent Vanjie Sutherland. Let her help you find your next dream home or sell your current one. Call her at 812-841-1893.
Clark misses the first free throw attempt, but she sinks down that second one, giving them another 21-point lead.
48-27 on the Great Dane scoreboard. 4.5 to go. Brown County moving the ball along the perimeter as the Knights are in a 2-3 zone. As only two starters on the floor, and Hannah Dawson and Cindy Maurer are out there with Grace Jones, Brinley Clark, and Delana White. A lot of minutes tonight for Brinley Clark. A 15-foot jumper from the right baseline, no good. Rebounded by Clark. Tries to push the tempo, so she'll give it off to point guard Delana White. Fires a pass to Sydney Maurer. Maurer goes around everybody, crosses, drives, puts it up, and left it long. She'll get her own miss, though. Shot's blocked. Oh, she's trying to get her point total. She's got 10 so far tonight.
She had a nice move, that crossover at the free throw line. Almost had it to fall in.
On top of everything, Huff will hold it on the logo. 3.5 to go. Little quick 15-footer. Nice shot by Abigail Watson, making the score 48-29. Maurer on the logo. Driving. Puts up the shot. Nope. Grace Jones will get it. Stripped away by Brown County. 48-29. Fires a three in transition. Rebounded. Taken away by Hannah Dawson. Nice little behind the back, but she got too quick with it. Threw it away. Easy layup for Brown County is missed point blank. And this one's just getting funny. It's over.
Yeah, with 3 minutes to go now, I mean, Northview has everything but sealed it officially.
We want to thank RE/MAX Real Estate agent Michelle Engel. Remember to buy and sell with Michelle in 2022. Quick foul is going to be called, so Emily Dawson checks in. I believe Cindy Maurer will come out, and she will. And then here comes Katie Buchanan to get Hannah Dawson to the entire starting five. This senior group, Kobe, lives for another day as a Northview Knight basketball player.
And they definitely deserve it, Corey. I mean, this team today, they started out a little roughy, but since the second quarter, they really clicked on all cylinders.
Is roughy a word?
Google it.
Don't think it is.
I'm going to Google it. Get my phone.
Nope, 254, 48-29.
You don't want to be proved wrong?
Brenly Clark goes left to right with it on the logo. Clark dribbles near side, drives, lost the ball going up. She's being aggressive but couldn't get it to go. Lexi Austin in transition, puts it up and in. Big thanks to Reconstruction Services, with pride is all they do. Reconstruction Services is the Wabash Valley's leading restoration crew. Repair, replace, relax, 812-443-ROOF, your free estimate today. 2:20 to go, 48-31. Buchanan in the ball game will get shoved, and that'll be the seventh team foul. So Katie Buchanan comes in, gets her first postseason minutes with a chance to get some points from the free throw line for the one and bonus. Katie Buchanan, free throw up. Or it's rounds. I don't know why I said Katie Buchanan. Excuse me. I'm not looking at roster. I'm playing confident, thinking I know everybody. That's why Kobe's better than me.
Sometimes.
No, excuse me. It's not Katie Buchanan out there, number 10 for Northview. It's Rachel Rounds. I'm out here being confident like I know everything. I don't know what he meant. Rachel Rounds missed the free throw, but gets the ball out of bounds. Inbounds it to Delaina White. On the left wing for three.
Oh.
Delaina White all smiles as she drills a three in sectional play. The freshman makes it 51-31. 2 minutes to go. Near side.
Let's get Emily some points.
Yeah, Emily Dawson's got to get some. Brown County moving the ball along the perimeter. And it'll be a turnover on Brown County. And the Knights will get it with 1:48 to go. Join us for our Midwest Satellite postgame show.
They want to get it to her.
Near side, back door. Dawson had it to Grace Jones.
Just
now
shoot.
Emily. Come on, shoot, Emily. She's not going to shoot. She's looking to get rid of it. Senior leader, she knows better. She's had her time. Brindley Clark, 15-footer, left it short. Rebounded by Brown County. Emily Dawson, a senior. Brenly Clark with the steal, stolen away from Brenly. Brenly blocks the shot back off Highway 40. 1:12 to go.
Everyone on the bench wants her to get this shot up.
Down low to Grace Jones. She's already scored. Get Emily Dawson a three. She'll shoot it and Ooh. Left it left.
Oh, come on. Got a minute left. Can it happen?
51-31. Brown County gets it to the free throw line in Tipton. And a body foul on the reach will be called on Delaina White.
Everyone and their grandmother wants Emily Dawson to score today.
I'm sure Brown County wouldn't care. Or I'm sure Brown County doesn't want her to score.
No.
<laughs> 51-31. I think Mac wants my job.
All right, let's see what Browns County's offense got. A corner three. That one will fall.
Yep, drains it. Makes a 51-34 on the Great Dane scoreboard.
Gives Austin three threes.
Brenly Clark goes left to right with it using a round screen. Off to Delana White for another three off the back rim. Rebounded by Brown County. Throws a Hail Mary pass up ahead to Sanders. Sanders skips it out wide on top on the right side. Puts it off the glass and good. Anna tipped it. 15 seconds.
That's a good one.
Brenly Clark off to Emily
Can
Dawson.
It happen?
Right baseline jumper. Oh. Left it long. Rounds trying to save it. She will. Ball's loose. It'll jump out of bounds. Goes to Brown County. And this one just about does it.
Still have another game to go.
5 seconds left. 4, 3, 2. And how about this? This senior class, the Northview Lady Knights advance to the semifinal round of sectional play on the Great Dane scoreboard. The final score, 51-36. Knights move on. And congratulations to head coach Zach Keyes for his 100th career win as the Northview Lady Knights head basketball coach. We'll take a break. Come back for our Midwest Satellite postgame show on WAMB.
Walt Goble at Wabash Valley Plumbing is the experienced professional you need on your side. If you're remodeling, doing new construction, needing a water heater, toilet, or faucets, Wabash Valley Plumbing also can upgrade or replace your water, sewer, and gas lines. When you want things done right, done professionally, and done leaving you worry-free, then Wabash Valley Plumbing is who you need. Wabash Valley Plumbing, serving Clay and surrounding counties.
Call Walt today at 812-442-4987. Check them out on Facebook.
This is Chief Deputy Josh Clark. Sheriff Paul Harden and the entire Clay County Sheriff's Office wants to wish the Northview Knights for the best of luck in sectionals. The entire town of Brazil is rooting you on. If you are heading to and from the game on Friday, please be safe. Remember, don't text and drive. Keep your hands on the wheel at all times with your eyes on the road. And keep that seatbelt on. The Clay County Sheriff's Office is rooting on our Knights.
Go, Knights. I am pleased to announce that I have been recognized as a 100% club member by RE/MAX again this year. This wouldn't be possible without the trust and commitment I earn when representing my clients and their real estate needs, and the fact that I love being a realtor. If you're going to buy or sell in 2022, contact me. Wishing everyone a safe and healthy 2022. Good luck to the Northview Knights basketball team.
You need insurance for your car, your home, and your life. You could spend all day doing it yourself, and you might not get it right. Or you can work with a professional. I'm an independent insurance agent who works with several different insurance companies, and I will give you choices based on your needs, and then you can decide. Go with a pro. Call or text me today, Brian Kelsheimer, at 812-242-0710, and let me go to work for you.
This game is brought to you in part by Vanjie Sutherland, your local hometown realty agent, and she's a big supporter of the Knights.
I'm Vanjie Sutherland, your hometown realty realtor. But I do love to cheer on my favorite hometown team, the Northview Knights. While you crush the competition during sectionals and do what you do best, I will stay in my lane and help buyers and sellers with their real estate needs. I'm working day and night for my clients. Let me help you as well. Call or text me, Vanjie Sutherland, at 812-841-1893.
We all need insurance, whether it's personal or commercial. Use someone you can trust. I'm Nick McCollum with First Insurance Group here in Brazil. I graduated from Northview High School and attended Indiana State University. My family is all about the Knights. You can trust me to help you get all your insurance needs taken care of. Give me a call at 812-208-2457 or visit us at figprotects.com. Let me, Nick McCollum, work for you. Come grow with us and we will help you stay protected.
This is WAMB. Like us on Facebook.
Welcome back on the Midwest Satellite Postgame Show. Call Mike. He'll treat you right. 812-847-8848. Kobe, let's go ahead after the final score of 51-36. The Knights move on to the sectional semifinal round. We got to make this postgame show a little quick. 51-36 win. Don't even need to go over the stats. Let's just go ahead and give away our Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. Call 812-208-3244. Well-balanced attack, but the player of the game has to go to three-point threat today, Sydney Maurer. She was all over the place.
Yeah, Sydney Maurer playing all out. She hit today. She did a phenomenal job from the three-point line, really putting her body on the line as well, going for those loose balls and rebounds. Sydney Maurer, the senior, she wants it bad. All these seniors do. All these players do for Northview. Let's see if they can get it done tomorrow.
And also, let's go now and give away our Kelsheimer Insurance Group High Energy Player of the Game. Your Kelsheimer High Energy Player of the Game is going to be Hannah Dawson. Let Brian go to work for you by calling or texting 812-242-0710.
Hannah Dawson, of course, you know, she was just going all in, going for those loose balls. She's saving them. She did a phenomenal job. A lot of hustle and heart from her.
Coach, I think you might have read it a little right. A little slow to start the game, but you guys came out on top big. Just a well-balanced effort. Has Sydney Maurer been hiding that three-point attempt?
You know, I think that she shoots it with extreme confidence in practice, and then sometimes in the game, she, you know, it kind of wavers her. But tonight, when she hits one, you know, she's more than capable of hitting multiple.
Coach, I know it doesn't really matter to you right now. You're in postseason play, but I do want to congratulate you. Your 100th career win as Northview Eddie Knights head basketball coach. Just humor me. What's it mean to you?
Yeah, you know, I think it says a lot more about, you know, our program than it does one person. I've been very fortunate and very blessed to have a lot of great players and great coaches that have helped us along the way. But, you know, all coaches know that you don't win games without great players. Just very fortunate to have a great group of girls for, you know, the last 7 years.
Well, congratulations. And how important to you for today is it? You got a lot of players in, rested a lot. If you want to have your goal of three games in a row, three sectional championships, you got to have a deep bench, at least for tonight.
Yeah, we didn't get it, you know, as much as we wanted to, but I thought we did a good job of getting, you know, staying under our minute count, especially with Macy and Audrey. And, you know, we were able to get a 20-point lead there, and then we really kind of just went for it, and Delana and Brinley, and man, boy, they played really well for freshmen. So, you know, super excited for them. And then, you know, Grace gave us some minutes, and Emily gave us some minutes, so it was good.
All right, Coach. Well, are you going to stick around and watch this next game?
Yeah, we'll stick around and watch this.
All right, Coach. Congratulations.
Thanks,
talk
buddy.
To you tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
We'll take another break here from the Midwest Satellite Postgame Show on WAMB.
Hi, I'm Agent Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Born and raised in Clay County with my wife, Stephanie, and two boys, Colton and Casey. When I'm not working, you can find me around town spending time with my family, especially at Northview High School, cheering on the Knights. As your local insurance agent, my priority is to make sure you and your family have the coverage you need so you will be protected when the unexpected happens.
Stop knocking on wood and call my dad, Chad, at 812-208-3244. Go Knights!
Did you know the majority of domestic automobiles on the road today have parts made in Brazil, Indiana at Morris Manufacturing? Morris Manufacturing in Brazil is hiring for several positions. All training is done in-house, so no experience is required. This is a full-time job. Starting wages have increased to $13 an hour. To begin your new career at Morris Manufacturing, apply today at morrismfg.com or in person at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil.
The Back 40 Boutique is a women and children's boutique that is filled with fun and stylish clothing from sizes newborn to adult 3X. We also carry a wide range of accessories to include a large assortment of Myra bags, earrings and bows, home decor, and the amazing Corner Candle Company candles. We fully support small business and have a few vendors set up inside the store from right here in Brazil. You can also shop Knights fan gear, seasonal, and everyday shirts made by Redbird Threads. Located at 14 West National Avenue in Brazil, from this mom to the team, I believe. Go Knights!
Tired of paying those high cable rates? Give Mike Morin a call at Midwest Satellite in Linton. Mike has Dish 2-year price lock plans starting at $64.99 a month. This includes free installation, free Hopper voice remote, and 3 months free Showtime and Stars. Don't call some random 800 number. Call your local premier dealer, Midwest Satellite and Mike Morin, 812-847-8848. Call Mike. He'll treat you right.
The voice of the Northview Knights, WAMB.
For the final time on the Midwest Satellite Postgame Show, the Northview Lady Knights advance to tomorrow's sectional semifinal, 51-36 with a win over Brown County. We'll have the West Vigo Brownstown Central game for you right here on WAMB tomorrow at 5:35 p.m. on airtime. And immediately following that one will be Northview against the winner of our next game, Edgewood South Vermillion. Tune in right now over to that station to find out who they play, our sister station, 104.9 WAXI, and Dave Crooks will have the call for that one. Great job by the Knights. Congratulations to Coach Zach Keys on career win number 100 as Northview Knights head coach. That's an average of 14 wins a year. Our Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent player of the game was Sydney Maurer, and our high energy player brought to you by Kelsheimer Insurance Group was Hannah Dawson. Knights back in action tomorrow on Tuesday. We'll talk to you then. For Kobe Clark, I'm Corey Clark. For Dave Thomas, go over to 104.9 WAXI now to hear Edgewood and South Vermillion over on our sister station, WAXI. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Be safe, honey. I can't believe our baby is driving for the first time and all by himself.
Yep, he's growing up. He'll be fine.
What will you do if this happens to you? These things do happen. Hi, I'm Mark with Reliable Garage Doors. If you need your garage door repaired or replaced, call Reliable Garage Doors for a free estimate. 812-841-2078. Your local garage door experts with over 36 years of experience.
Hey friends, it's Mavery from Bits and Bites in Brazil. I want to invite you to our storefront for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We're located on National Avenue. Just look for our Bits and Bites sign. Our menu is jam-packed and it's still growing. We have everything from coffee, tea, lemonade refreshers, flavored frappes, and breakfast pizza to Philly cheesesteaks, wraps, salads, and so much more. Check out our daily specials on our Bits and Bites Facebook page. Bits and Bites, where you walk in the door as a guest and leave as part of our family.
York Chevrolet Buick of Brazil is a proud supporter of the North Unites.
Hi, this is Drew Shepard from York Chevrolet Buick. Located off Highway 40 in Brazil, we have over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock and are sure to have a vehicle that you and your family will love. Plus, we buy cars at above market value, even if you don't buy ours. With the largest inventory and the lowest prices in the Wabash Valley, it's easy to see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are!
You're number one at York.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
The Northview Knights love Brazil Coffee Grounds, and you will too. Make Brazil Coffee Grounds your go-to stop before school or work every morning and get a coffee, iced latte, or frappe with numerous flavors to choose from to give you the energy you need to start your day. Brazil Coffee Grounds isn't just known for their coffee, their pastries and lunch items are great too. For a full menu of their drinks and food, visit their Facebook page. Brazil Coffee Grounds wants to wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights.
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball. This game has been brought to you by York Chevrolet Buick of Brazil, Great Dane Trailers, Park County REMC, Reliable Garage Doors, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schopmeyer, York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil, Bits and Bites, Riddell National Bank, Timberland Lumber Company, Lorenz Service in Brazil, Brazil Ace Hardware, Brazil Coffee Grounds, PDF Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Micah Bonomo in Brazil, Morris Manufacturing, Wabash Valley Plumbing, Brackney Insurance Group in Brazil, Midwest Satellite, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, First Insurance Group agent Nick McCollum, Clay County Sheriff Paul Harden, Redbird Thread Back 40 Boutique, Hometown Realty agent Vanjie Sutherland, Kel Scheiber Insurance Group, Remax Real Estate agent Michelle Engel, and Reconstruction Services. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors that made this game possible. Tune in next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.
The Breeze, the only place. Only one station in the Wabash Valley plays all your